You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. And now, Reverend Elliot's Magical Window with Reverend Elliot. Live from magic-works.com. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv. This is Reverend Elliot's Magic Window on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Greetings, fellow seekers of truth, wisdom, and light. This is Reverend Elliot coming to you live from a chilly New York City where spring has abandoned us. It's been freezing. It's like even now it's about 45 degrees, which is not technically freezing, but for the end of April, you know, this is ridiculous. But, you know, here we are in my little corner of the world where all the spiritual forces come together so we can read tarot cards. I was not here last week because I picked up a ridiculous stomach flu of some sort of virus, and You didn't want to see me. I mean, I'm sure the neighbors were sick of hearing me. My stomach was just, even at best, it was just growling like a mad dog. But it was horrible. So I didn't want to put any of us through that. So I took the night off. I'm still a little weak and tired. I hate being sick, and especially if it's a minor illness, you know, because that's just annoying. It's not tragic, so I don't glean any sympathy. Yeah, I have a tummy ache, you know, that doesn't, you know, nobody cares, you know. But I want to be sure that I was here today because, you know, I'm at that age where if I don't show up, people start hanging up crepe, you know. I don't want to get those rumors going. I lived through the Paul is dead stuff, you know. So there, that was horrifying. But now you know. So I'm kind of, I would say that I'm operating at about 80%. So I'm a little off kilter here, and I don't know what a kilter even is. Is that a guy who makes skirts for men? A kilter? I have no idea what that means, but I know people say that. And anyway, I thought I'd relax the other night and look at my Ouija board, and I stopped because I was afraid that William Saroyan would ask for his mustache back. Where's my little table here? Let's see. Does that work? There it is. Whoop. There. That's a very old World War II era planchette. It came from a very old World War II era talking board. And I got one for like $15 with the table, the little planchette, which was rare. They didn't usually come together. And then I sold the board and kept the planchette, and I made a profit just selling the board. Now they go for like $400 or $500. This is insane, you know. The collectors have found them. The collectors come in and they kind of screw things up, but it's a wonderful little, it's a glow-in-the-dark talking board, and it still does. I mean, if you put a Klieg light on it, you know those flashlights that bartenders use to blind people when they're being obnoxious, you can use one of those, and it will glow. But it makes me wonder about the radioactive qualities of that thing, because this is quite simply from World War II, and it's still glowing. You know, so it's kind of creepy. I like talking boards, but I haven't used it. I make them. I haven't used one in quite a while, though. If anyone's interested, you can get a good deal on a talking board from me because it's a cheap advertisement, you know. It's I sell it to you for $5, you know, believe it or not, with a planchette. It's just a small talking board, but it'll do the job. And it's got pictures of my shaving soap on it. So, you know, it's an ad is what it is. And it's a premium, a product tie-in. How's that? Is that better? See, I'm still not here completely. But if you want that, that's fine. Now, if you have a picture that you like, and you want that to be the basis of a talking board, go over to mojoacademy.org and look at custom talking boards, because I'll make one for you. You email me a picture that you want, and be clean about it. You know, but that would be, you know, I mean, these we're contacting spirits in the afterlife. There's no point in trying to arouse them with prurient stuff that they don't have a body anymore. They're incorporeal or in Hades. I don't know where they are, but the thing is, I'll make one for you. It's not expensive at all. It's like $14 and change. And if you want to haggle, I'll do it for less. I don't care. You know, I'm not married to these prices. It's just a way to get this conversation going. But sure, I would be more than happy to make a talking board for you from a picture that you'd like. And it's a beautifully laminated 8.5 by 11 talking board. And there you go. I can make it even bigger if you want by folding it over and making it in two segments. That's a killer. That takes a little work, you know, because I don't have a very steady hand. I can it's all those years of Tanqueray, but this. I can make a talking board that folds, so why not, right? I mean, I've got a few of those myself that I bought from a company in England. Anyway, here we are on Wednesday at 11 Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific. That's how I tell time now. I mean, I go through the whole thing. So don't stop me on the street and ask me what time it is, because I'll say, oh, it's 3 Eastern, 4 Central, 5 Mountain, 32 hours later in Australia. And it'll go on and on and on like that. But there you go. That's just the way it works for me. I hope I'm coming through loud and clear, because I know I'm not making much sense. But it would be a shame if I was also hard to hear. Why not, you know? We're here to have a little fun, and the tarot cards can be fun. I mean, I knew somebody, one of the first people I knew who read tarot cards used to do the most amazing things with them, and then she would just blow it off and say it's party tricks. Well, you know, it's not, as you know. Those of you who have experienced a reading will know. I mean, I have gasted a lot of people's flabber with these cards. I remember reading one time for a woman, and I said, you were married once before. And she said, yes. How did you know? I said, I'm looking at it in these cards. You were married for 9 years. She said, I think she thought that I was spying on her or something, because yes, she had been married for 9 years. And I took that up, and it was an unhappy marriage. I said, of course it was, because you're divorced, you know, but... I have had the experience of having somebody say, I'm so happy with you, we have to break up. You know, only that can happen to me, right? You know, I love the lines. See, women must think we're very fragile. We get these lines about breaking up, you know, and said, well, you know, you're so wonderful and you're so good and you're so perfect. Imagine if somebody better is out there. Which is supposed to be a compliment, I suppose. I had that one. I wanted to write about the actress who told me many years ago that I was very good for certain biological functions, but I wasn't a human being. Yeah. You know, when a dame tells you that, there's something on her mind. So, you know, but I I think I've tried to spend most of my life understanding people, and I've given up. I gave up long ago. By the way, that's the key to success, is to give up. I've known people who are so focused on the goal that they set for themselves that they miss everything else. So who the hell knows, you know? Who knows what they could have done, but they missed it. I've talked about this many times. I'm not a big believer in keep your eye on the prize. I think just go with the flow, you know? Throw your oars overboard and see where life takes you. And remember, if somebody offers you a job and they're in that business, take the job. Even if you think you're not qualified, if it's their job to know if you're right for the job, and if they want you, go for it. I mean, what's the worst that'll happen? They'll end up buying you out, right? So there, you know, this you're going to get tarot card readings and life advice. What is this card here? Oh, yeah, sweeping away all obstacles. And the guy's smiling here in this card. That's what I like. Don't let the obstacles in life get you down, because they're just there to toughen you up a bit. You wouldn't want life to be too easy, would you? I mean, what's the point of living without suffering, right? Ask Job. Biblically speaking, Ecclesiastes and Job are the two books that have a real place in my heart, because several thousand years ago, somebody got depressed and wrote a book about it. And, you know, I hear people tell me, well, you know, we're different now. We're not the same. No, we're exactly the same. We just have different machines. We still, you know, people are still, Robert Burns, what was it, in the 1400s? Man's inhumanity to man has made countless men weep. He said that for a reason. So we try to be nice to each other here in my little corner of the world. And that's easy to do, to just to tell me I'm right all the time, and we'll get along just fine. But that may be the secret of tarot reading, you know. Maybe nobody wants to tell me I'm wrong. I mean, I get so many things right all the time. Rarely I get it wrong, but I would expect that it would be wrong, and I have no problem with that. There's a way of reading tarot cards where you lay them out in a pile, and then each person has a significator, a card that represents them individually. So you look to see which pile has that card, and then you start reading that pile of cards, and if it isn't answering the question, you just put the cards away and you come back tomorrow. Now, you don't get much done that way, and you don't make a hell of a lot of money doing it that way, but that's an authentic thing to do. Because there are a few words that are really difficult for people to say. And I'm not talking about like Mary Poppins lyrics, you know. I'm talking about, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I answered a question once with, I don't know, because I didn't know. And the guy was livid. And he said, well, then I don't want you to work for me. I said, I didn't realize we were having a job interview. See, communication is a racket. But we've all been talking since we're like 2 years old. So we place a lot of faith in talking. I don't at all. The cards I'll put my trust in, because they're symbolic. Now, of course, I have to interpret them, and you'll interpret them when you read them, which I know you will do damn well if you get a copy of Reverend Elliot's Magical Window, the book that teaches you how to read tarot cards and comes with an old-fashioned compact disc, a CD that you can play. I mean, I might have to upgrade that. You know, I might have to put a thumb drive in there or something instead of a. And then I have to know which USB size to use. You know, this is. The more we simplify life, the more complicated it becomes. But, you know, read Reverend Elliot's Magical Window and you'll learn how to read cards, and you'll hear readings. You'll hear actual readings, much like the readings you'll be hearing tonight. or maybe you'll be participating in readings tonight. That's I don't know. It's up to you guys. I salute the people who call because it takes guts. That's for sure. I happen to be, I think the technical word is a blabbermouth. You know, I talk a lot. Yeah. I always did, but I don't put much faith in conversation. Conversation is so misunderstood. Let me give you an example. Neville Chamberlain, right? There will be peace in our time. People still put him down for that. Well, what was that conference that he had with the Germans? It was called a peace conference. And it resulted in what? In peace for a couple more years. Gave the Brits a time to arm. If they had gone to war right then and there, you could forget it. You know, they would be having Wiener Schnitzel instead of tea every afternoon. I never could understand why a successful peace conference is viewed as appeasement and failure. You know, it's ridiculous. If you don't have what it takes to win, don't start the fight. This is Lao Tzu, I'll bet, said something along those lines. Don't get into a fight until you've already won it. Now, as somebody who spent 20 years going after corrupt politicians with a newspaper, believe me, I understand that. You know, I mean, by the time our articles would come out about a politician, they were cooked. I mean, they had nowhere to run after we wrote it. There was nothing they could do. Oh, they tried. They called us all kinds of names. Very mature stuff, you know, but no. We had well over a dozen careers ended in the 20 years that my wife and I ran the local newspaper here. And we didn't expect that at all, you know. See, this is what I mean about go with the flow. We just thought it would be a nice little thing saying, you know, we opened up a new store down here and this store opened up, there's a ceramic shop now and they'll teach you how to, you know. We thought we would just cover this like a small town, but little did we realize how corrupt the town was. And well, we cleaned it up. And that was, a paranoiac person would say that COVID came along just to destroy our newspaper. But yeah, it did. Since we were distributed free of charge, the newspaper, in bars and restaurants, and everything was locked down, that was sayonara, right? That was it for the business. So always be open to possibilities, you know, and don't put yourself down. That's one thing I've learned from years of dealing with people is do not put yourself down. There's more than enough people in the world willing to do that for you. Let them do it and take care of them too, you know. But you there's no reason to put yourself down. There's an old joke about a guy who proposes to his girlfriend. He says, I don't have $1 million like my friend John Smith. And I don't have a private island like my friend John Smith. And I don't have a penthouse condominium like my friend John Smith. And I don't have a yacht like my friend John Smith. But I'd like to marry you. Would you marry me? And she says, well, no, but tell me more about this guy, John Smith. Now, you see, advertising is a very powerful thing. So the Don't sell yourself short, which I suppose is a stock market term. But I did quite well in the stock market once, and that was once. That's my record, you know. So here we are. Now you want to see something interesting? There's a book by Russell Targ, who is a parapsychologist, who didn't set out to be that way. I think he was a laser scientist. And they made this, the Wall Street Journal, they made the Wall Street Journal with this. They used remote viewing and psychic apparatus to play the stock market. And they cleaned up, man. Whew. Check out books about, I'll put a link to this book at Twitter. You could look at Reverend Elliot, at Rev Elliot. at X or Twitter or whatever they're calling it this month, and take a look, because it's real. It's quite, you know, these people who argue about ESP, it's not real. It's fake. Of course it is. You know, sure, you know. Well, the Amazing Randy can fake that. Well, that doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, I've heard, you know, the actor Robert Davi. You ever hear him sing? He sounds like Frank Sinatra. Does that mean Frank Sinatra never existed? There, see? So I'm a little sensitive to that, because I've had people accuse me of faking tarot readings, which is remarkable. That if I could manipulate cards like that, you wouldn't see me for hail dust. I'd be out in Vegas if I was that good with cards. In fact, if I was really that good with cards, they wouldn't let me in. You know, if they suspect that you're counting the cards in Vegas or Atlantic City, they'll throw your butt right out. I had a morose experience in Atlantic City years ago. There was a guy sitting alone behind a glass wall. Just he and the dealer, and they were just playing and playing and playing. And I asked the manager. I was there because I was working. I had written a show that was appearing at the casino. And I said, "What is that guy's story?" And he said, "Well, it is a very, you don't want to know, really." I said, "Well, now, what would pique your interest more than being told that, right?" He had lost something like $7 or $8 million in Hong Kong to the Yakuza, the Japanese crime family. And he was playing cards desperately to pay them back. He made the newspapers because he won $2 million one night in Atlantic City. His $1 or $2 million, I guess at his point, it didn't, in his condition, it didn't matter, but, you know, it mattered to me. But it didn't help him any, because he still owed millions. And, of course, he has since ceased to exist. they helped shuffle him off this mortal coil. Very, very, very bad stuff. But if they get a whiff that you're even counting cards or doing something like that, they won't let you in. Now, if you're just a high roller, they'll comp the hell out of you. You'll get everything free. I knew a woman who used to go there to lose money just so she could have a place to have a free vacation later on, you know. It was a pretty, you know, it was a good investment. You know, lose a few thousand dollars in a casino one day, pay it off, no big deal, and now you're a high roller. And, you know, I've seen how they get treated. There was a gentleman I knew who, he found a band in the Midwest, a little kind of mediocre rock band. And he came up with an idea to paint their faces, and he created Kiss. Now, you know, you'd think that he'd be living a high life there, but he was a high roller. So he was consistently broke. He had no real money. But he was an interesting guy. I liked the guy. I worked for him. And, you know, if you can be so blasé about losing millions of dollars, then what difference does it make, right? Why do you do it then? There's no kick anymore, is there? I mean, I used to like, I'd be thrilled with what I got at the bottom of the Cracker Jack box. Back when they used to have actual things in there instead of little pieces of paper. Well, you notice my new headdress? It's kind of like a Hindu Frankenstein's monster with that flat top there. And I'm still looking for my turban. I have no idea where it is. It's right there somewhere on the other side of that camera, I'm sure. But in the meantime, I picked up a replacement. Dashing or just silly? I like to be overdressed, I suppose. I used to go everywhere with white gloves and spats and a walking stick. You know, now I need a walking stick. In fact, I've learned something to my horror that as an old man, I trip over the walking stick now and then. That's not good. So if you should see me walking down the street, don't startle me. Now let's get down to business here, because I missed last week's show, and it looks like I'm going to be missing this week's show. But you caught me in a loquacious mood, but that's not what the show is about. It's not Reverend Elliot's flabbering tongue here. It's Reverend Elliot's magical window. So let's just shuffle the cards up, and let's get to our first call. After I ring the bell three times to declare sacred space. Oh, South Bend, Indiana. Heidi in South Bend, Indiana is next. I knew some very nice people from him. How are you doing?
Really well, and you?
I'm doing okay. I'm getting over a stomach virus, which was annoying. But I knew some people in South Bend, Indiana. Is that where Notre Dame? Is that where Notre Dame is?
I live on Notre Dame Avenue.
There was a wonderful man who had a very nasty experience there, but he got over it. He was given a full scholarship. He lived in New York City, and he was given a full scholarship. And when he got there, and this would have been in the late 40s, they looked at him and said that we don't accept people of your color. And sent him back. Well, you know.
I had not heard that.
He became a prominent and rather controversial judge here in New York. But I think my wife loved him in a way. You know, he was a very elegant man, and he was a poet, and she was just smitten by him. And he was a very charming guy. And he has a couple of kids who are in politics who don't have any of his flair, none of that at all.
Oh.
But he was a very nice guy. He was routinely vilified in the newspapers for being a good judge. So what can you say? He bore up under it very well. But that's, you know, South Bend, Indiana. That's my ex father-in-law taught there for years.
Did he?
Yeah. Everything comes to South Bend. I have no idea, because he was a very secretive guy. He invented stuff that they wouldn't even let him say what it was. On the patent, instead of saying what it was, on the patent it would say for invention disclosure. You know, he did government work. I think he's a nice enough guy, but I think he would kill people. You know,
so, maybe, or what he invented did.
Yeah. Well, what he invented evolved.
Bombs were produced here.
Yes, he invented something that that morphed into satellite mapping systems, you know, in your car, GPS. So, you know.
Yeah.
I think I let him down. He always wanted a son, and he only had a couple of daughters, but. I didn't stay married into that family very long, because I took pride in my sanity. But such as it is, yeah. So let's talk about you. What would you like to look at in the cards?
I would like to know if I'm going to stay in the home I currently reside, or if I will be moving.
Let's take a look. I didn't mean to monopolize the whole thing, but I miss a show and I just I start going nuts.
You're fine.
Let's see. Well, the first card I have here is the Ten of Rods. That something is overburdening you. Are you feeling pressure from something?
I am, but that's kind of me. But I'm not feeling too much to the point where I'm unhappy.
Well, I've got cards here that are cards of sadness, but it's something that you can deal with, I can see also. But that's the Two of Coins is about juggling to get what you want.
I'm concerned about the move. My husband wants to move in 2 years out of this particular home, but not necessarily South Bend. And
she wants you to come with him. Oh, good. Yeah, that's 90% of it. You know, there's an old joke about a guy who comes, bursts through the door and says, "Honey, pack the kids and get everything together. I won the lottery." She says, "Where are we going?" He says, "I don't care where you go. Just pack up the kids and go," you know. But no, you're going to have a sudden change in life. That's the tower struck by lightning. That is a card that signifies a sudden upheaval. It's going to be good. Don't be scared about that because of this card here. This card here is triumphant success, not just success, but triumphant success. So there will be a change that brings about upheaval, but it's going to work out really well for you.
Okay.
That's one of those cards when I get it, the Tower Struck by Lightning or the Wheel of Fortune, I don't like to talk about that card until I see what the next cards are. Because, it could be something horrible coming, but it's not here at all. It's triumphant. And here's the Ten of Coins. It's just happiness and comfort. And now here's the thing. Here's a card that pictorially, I was going to say literally, but I guess it's pictorially, shows moving. This is a person who is going from where they are now to where they want to be, leaving behind things that aren't working out for them. See, there's a person walking away from these cups and is headed, it's a very subtle thing here in the card, but is headed toward a castle on a hill. See, that's an upgrade. Yeah. That's a massive upgrade.
Yeah.
So
my husband keeps telling me we'll know it when we see it and not to worry.
Well, there's a lot to be said for that because I never put much stock in planning, but it's always nice to have a plan so you know how far you're diverging from it, I guess. That's how I feel.
Interesting outlook on plans, but
have you ever had plans really work out? You know?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah, I have plans work out. Yeah, if I don't, I smash them.
You go somewhere else, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I have plans work out. I lay a lot of plans and all the time. My plans work out.
That's fortunate, but that could also mean that you are wise when it comes to what you plan. Here, you see, now, this is something I was just thinking about, which is the Seven of Cups, which is a person who's got a whole bunch of ideas. A lot of people don't like that card. I would rather have too many ideas than not enough or no ideas, you know. So I'm with that card. I like that card. And the next card I have is the Sun, which is a card of healing and health and growth and happiness and joy. Now, this person is a nice little fat, chubby person who's grown a little portly because of living comfortably and living well. You know, that's this message there, which is creature comforts, which is things are going to work out very well for you. I don't see this move leading to any struggles. Let me put it that way.
I wasn't anticipating struggles. I was anticipating a feeling of loss I'm somewhat attached to where I am, and I really love it. And I don't see a reason to leave. And he wants condominium living, HOA payments. And
how long have you been living where you are now?
31 years.
Oh, see, then we're kindred spirits. Where I am, I've been here 41 years.
And you love it, right?
Well, I'm used to it, put it that way. It's a lot smaller than what I grew up in, but I don't. But those days are over, you know what I mean? The apartment I grew up in is on the market now for $8.5 million, and that's just insane.
All right. Wow.
Yeah, that's a racket.
So, yeah, I bought this house for 78. It's 3 stories. It's a Craftsman, and I renovated it, and it has a lot of fun memories, and it's just, you know, a great big white elephant that is real homey. And
yeah.
I was hoping to stay here for the end of my life, but he's like, nah, we got to get out of here.
Well, make him tell you why, you know? This is a card about being very cautious. So, you know, you might want to heed that warning a bit, to be a little cautious in what you do. But, you know, I've known people who move every 2 years or so. They can't stand being in the same place. They'll go in, they'll fix the place up, and then they'll split, you know? I have no idea how they can do that.
None. I couldn't do it. Okay. Well, so, that answers one question.
Well, the thing is, I'm seeing happiness. I'm seeing that this will be a good move. The tower of struck by lightning again. No, these are all good cards here.
Good.
Another, you know, the ten of coins, happiness in the home and money and. It you're doomed to have a good time wherever you go, though.
I often do.
Yeah, you go.
Is there an opportunity for another question?
Sure.
Can you tell if my father or any of my deceased family is around me? I'm without any family. I have one son left. Pretty much. I have a brother and a son and that are living, and I never see my brother, and I just kind of feel lonely sometimes about that. And
well,
I was wondering.
I have the first card I have is the Temperance card, which has an angel on it, and that is symbolic of the afterlife. So I would be willing to say that this is a signal that we're on the right path here. The Ten of Cups is here, which shows a rainbow, and it's about emotion and perfected happiness and joy. But that angel would be watching over you, is what this would suggest. So yeah, I would have to say yes, you do have you know, I mean, I'm not the person really to go into that. I have to be very careful about that because I suffered a recent loss, and I don't want it coloring those things. But, the Fool is here. That's a card that's the beloved of God. That's the Fool is not about an idiot. You know, the Fool is a person who is considered the beloved of the deity. So that's a good sign. So that means you have great, great spiritual protection. You know, if we had spent some time here looking at these cards and I got terrible cards for you, that would wipe them all out.
Really?
Yeah, so that's good news. So yeah, I think you have spiritual protection. This is the third time now I cut the cards and I get the tower struck by lightning. There's definitely change is coming into your life. So you'll make the best of it, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Well, so it's looking good.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Speak to you again sometime.
Okay.
Bye-bye now. And you're listening to Reverend Elliot's Magical Window, kind of a laid-back show today. And why not, right? I'm not a very excitable person. And I've got high blood pressure anyway, so what difference does that make, right? Oh, gosh. You know, if you want to know more about what I do, please drop by magic-works.com, magic-works.com. There's like 100 pages of stuff there. I don't expect you to look at them all, but I check the statistics, and I see a lot of people spend a lot of time there. It's got sticky stuff, they used to call it in the old internet days, right? Patty in Oak Park, Illinois is next. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hi, Reverend Elliot. Thank you for taking my call.
That's what I'm here for. What can I look at for you tonight?
Wow. Since like 2022, it's been, quite a challenge. I had to leave my home of 23 years. I'm pretty much a homebody. You know, my husband passed. And
I'm going through that myself. My wife died about 9 weeks ago.
Oh, my, I'm sorry.
No. Wow. That's, you know, we had 41 years together, so I've got to look at it that way, I suppose, but that's easier said than done. That's why I'm trying not to do any, like, you know, any afterlife readings and things like that. You know, I'm a little bit funky about that at the moment. But I'll do the best I can for you. What would you like to look at? What are you concerned about here?
Well, I miss my home all the time.
I don't blame you.
And I know you. Yeah. And I'm not that type of person that can move around. It was never me. I'm a very rooted person. And,
you know,
I'm
Kurt Vonnegut once wrote, as an older man, he said he's plagued by the feeling that there's somebody is sleeping in my bedroom. And, you know, I know what he meant from, you know, from his childhood. You know?
Yeah.
It's a very strange feeling.
Yeah, really. And with what I have, do you see that maybe I could do some creative financing to at least get into something that,
you know,
I could make money?
You know, this is exactly the card I'm holding up now, which is the Three of Coins. The Three of Coins refers to doing a job. Either it's either a new job or a new project within a job or a temporary. Generally, it's a temp thing. But getting it done and succeeding at it and getting recognized for that, and it leads to other things. So that's almost exactly what you were just mentioning. And here's the Three of Cups. Now, these are important, the Three of Coins and the Three of Cups. Threes are about completion. The Three of Cups is the little white booklet, meaning is the completion of a matter in plenty. So whatever that is going to work out. You've had some money troubles, but I don't see that recurring. No, I don't. I see happiness entering your life a bit more. It may not be as happy as you want to be at the moment, but the Knight of Cups means something is entering. Cups are emotion and happiness and joy. And it relates to, the Knight relates to something arriving. So, you know, it's possible. This means it's arriving soon, this card here, the Eight of Rods. So you're at a point of flux in your life where things are changing. Here's the Ace of Coins again. Coins again, not the Ace of Coins again. It's the Ace of Coins. And that's about the appearance of money. Now, here's the Death card, which means that this is what's going on, is that one phase of your life is coming to a close and a new one is beginning. Now, that can be exciting. I hate it myself, but I'm almost opposed to change, but I have to be dragged kicking and screaming. But it's a good thing here.
I was. I actually was dragged, kicking and screaming. So
this phase of my life,
I mean, I'm sorry about the last phase of my life, but I guess it was meant to be. And now I won't mind this change, you know? So, because I'm looking for that, for what I took to build again, what I have.
And here's the Eight of Cups that shows that you're going to something very good. You're moving towards something much better than what you had. And there's the Wheel of Fortune, which is the change again. You know, this is, you know, you're going to be like, justice is here. You're going to get the life you deserve. You're going to get what you are meant to have. Now, some people will be scared to hear that, but I don't think that would frighten you because you got nothing to be afraid of. I can see from... You know, there's the angel again. The way you live your life, I think you have nothing to worry about. So you're just in a transitionary period. That's why things seem a little strange now. And they take some getting used to. I used to have a recurring nightmare about moving. And I lost an apartment I was in, and I had to get out really fast. And I managed to do it. And that killed that nightmare, you know. Till it came back a few years later, and suddenly everything was made of crystal while I was moving. But, you know, that I said to my mind, stop that. You know, that thinking machine is not always our friend.
No.
But here
I'm working on.
This card tells me that bad stuff has happened to you, but it's not, you're still here, and you're going to get up, and you're going to be fine. See, that is a very ugly little card, and it's misinterpreted a lot. That and the Death card combined will freak a lot of people out, but it's very good news because it means that life has thrown its worst at you and you're still here. And there's nothing that's getting in your way now. You're growing. Here, see, now what is that followed up by? The Four of Rods. Got flowers at the entrance to a home. It's about a happy home. It's about happiness and joy. And you're strong. This is the strength card. You're strong. And you have a good heart. Oh, gosh. And a mind. The Ace of Swords and the Ace of Cups. That's hearts and minds. The swords are mental activity and the cup is the heart. And that tells me that those are your strong points. Well, as strong points go, those are good to have, right? You don't want to be, you want them balanced out because you've got the cup and the sword. To be completely cups is to be a doormat. You know what I mean? It's I don't think you're a belligerent person, but from what I see here, you know how to stand up for yourself when you need to, correct?
That was true up until 4 years ago, and
you got to get back in the groove. Then that's all, you know. You can't sweat these things. You're in a transitionary period in life. There's changes coming your way. Here's a card I had earlier. It's for me. I had this sweeping away all the obstacles. So you'll be fine. You'll do well. This is just. Change is difficult enough. When it's thrust upon us, that's bad. When we want to change and we make a change happen, that's, you know, we tend to appreciate that. You know, like a good old solid divorce, you know. But you're going to be fine. Let's pull one more card here. Yeah, the Nine of Rods. That's somebody who has been around the block, who's suffered, who can handle these things, who's experienced. That shows me that you're going to be okay. All right?
Thank you.
My pleasure. Bye-bye now. And let's see. Let's go to Brandy in Alberta, Canada. Hi, Brandy. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you tonight?
I'm great, thank you.
Beautiful. What can I look at for you? I've got a few minutes left.
My current path, I guess. I lots of things to ponder. Lots of things going on with me.
So should we just see what shows up?
Sure.
Okay, let's see. I'm awful slow today, you know. I would be terrible riverboat gambler. You've seen these guys that can shuffle five decks with one hand, you know. I'm just lethargic.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a card I just had for, I had this for somebody else. Have you had some troubles lately?
Yes, quite a few.
Well, this tells me that's over. That's a card that means the worst is over, and it's clear sailing from here.
Oh, good.
Right now, though, see, there's the Eight of Swords here. That tells me that you're feeling restricted. You feel you don't know which way to move. But don't let it get you down, because the card I have after that is healing and health and happiness and growth. It's the sun. You know, life comes from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So you're I'm getting, this is about three people today I've gotten these kind of cards. The idea that you're in a transition in life, that things are changing. Lord knows I'm going through that, so I hope I'm not projecting that somehow. But it you would tell me if I'm off base, I'm sure.
Mm.
So
you definitely have changed.
Yeah, and the bad stuff is going to end. Now, I got this before for somebody. It's the Fool. It's very rare that I get that for anybody, and to have it show up twice in one night is rare. That is a person with great holy protection and spiritual protection. If anything in these cards was bad, that would get rid of it. That would cancel the bad. So that spiritual protection there is what's working for you. And I've got, you know, I've got the Knight of Rods, the Queen of Rods. You may have a business opportunity coming your way. It's just if there's something that you're good at, somebody may offer to pay you to do it. So keep that in mind. Yeah, we can get opportunities that we don't expect, and that means we didn't see them coming. So be open to maybe something coming. I mean, I've had had jobs offered to me out of the blue, and I once said, "I don't know if I can do that," but just try to do it and see what happens, because I think something good is coming your way. The Queen of Rods is here too. That's a powerful woman who can handle it. Rods again. See, this is all about career work. The High Priestess is here. That matches. I got the High Priestess for you and the Fool, which tells me that you're not just spiritually protected, but you have spiritual power yourself. You might want to look into that. Okay.
Yeah.
If you've never explored that aspect of life. Yeah, well, I've got to go. I'm down to like a minute and change here, so I don't mean to cut you short, but it's a good reading, and you've got great spiritual force all around you, so keep that in mind. Okay.
Oh, great. All right. And thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry to rush you, but the clock is the boss here. Bye bye now. And folks, that's it for this edition of Reverend Elliot's Magical Window, brought to you by the freezing weather of New York City. And I'll be back with you next week so that we can look through the tarot cards, and maybe I'll be a little more lively. But I'm kind of, like I say, reflective and lethargic and tired. I don't know why. I'm going to get a nice cold glass of ginger ale and relax and get some sleep, right? That's always good, is sleep. So I thank you so much for spending this time with me. This is going to sound weird, but it is the high point of my week. Believe me, it is. You know, that shows you what kind of week I have. But I think it's just, I need to communicate with people, and I really enjoy communicating with all of you out in the Ask One Radio universe. So until next week, remember, who you are is the universe's gift to you. Who you make yourself is your gift right back to the universe. See you next week. Bye-bye.